Bite-size. Hey gang, thanks for tuning in. This is Rick, and I'll be your pickleball guide. Make sure your seat belts are properly fastened, and please keep all hands and feet, you know who you are, Bigfoot, inside the tram at all times. Today's episode is based on one of the pickleball tips of the day from our Bite Size Pickleball Facebook group. Check that group out. Come join us. There's a lot of people, a lot of passion. So this is based on one of those tips. So I was recently playing with someone who decided to stop in the middle of a game and tell me how wrong I was. Apparently, the shot I hit before the one they made the error on set them up for that error. So it was all on me. It was my fault. However, I think it was just another excuse to cover their ass. I immediately stopped and said, "Don't tell someone how wrong they are in the middle of a rec game. I mean, really, come on, think about it, guys. Talk about making friends. You want to make friends on the pickleball court? That's the first thing you don't do. Hey, you know what you did on that?" Just enough. What happened next? Oh, the same player made about three errors in a row and we lost the game. How did I respond when they were slamming balls into the net? I didn't say a word or display any negative body language. I just turned around and played the next point. But we're going to get back to the negative body language in a bit. Usually when my partner messes up, I will try to do what? I will try to encourage them. "That's okay. All good. You'll get the next one." Or sometimes I'll just leave them alone if they have a tendency to be too hard on themselves, because no matter what I say won't have much effect on them. For this particular player, I didn't say anything encouraging because, frankly, I didn't think they deserved it after calling me out on making my huge, huge error. If you watch the pros play, and you should if you want to get better in pickleball, they never, ever, ever, did I say ever enough? They never get down on their partner. They never do. Never will they tell their partner what they're doing wrong. You know, they might take them aside. They might have some strategy talk, but they're not going to stop in the middle of a point and go, "Dude, you just fucked that up so bad." You know what they're doing instead? They are paddle tapping on almost every point to say, "Hey, that's okay," or "Great shot." They are always connected and unified. They are not trying to tell the other person what they're doing wrong. This does not lend to a good relationship. You people that are married and have significant others, you already know this. You can't tell your partner what they're doing wrong. Sometimes you can say, "Hey, this is how it is affecting me."
Huh?
Okay, so that's the pros. Great shot. Hey, that's okay. So why does someone in rec play think they have to stop to mansplain to anybody? To anybody. Ego, insecurity, etc., all that stuff. And while it is typically the dudes doing the mansplaining, you're right on that, ladies. I've also heard it from a few women as well. Yes, a few women have mansplained to me at times. That's cool, too. I'm not completely guiltless of mansplaining in my life. In fact, I'm going to mansplain to you right now.
Oh, no.
I'm a pickleball coach, so it's a little different for me. I feel like I have a lot to offer, and I really get off, and I like helping push players to max their potential. Not only in pickleball, but in life, I like to help push people. If you couldn't tell that that's me by all these podcasts and newsletters and pickleball books, etc., then you haven't been listening properly.
Huh?
When I'm playing with a player that's not quite on my level, I really like to encourage them when they do something positive, and I reinforce what that positive thing was. As an example, let's say they dinked it wide and they set me up for a smashing put away. I will exclaim, "Way to pull them wide. They just gave me an awesome assist. They deserve credit." However, most players don't want to hear jack shit from their partner except encouragement. So be that encouraging partner. And then, this is key, turn that around and be encouraging to yourself too. Don't be a self-critical partner to yourself. Huh? Think about that one. Look, everyone proceeds at their own pace. When you're playing with players who you think aren't as good as you, and they might not be, enough of the pissy attitude, okay? I don't like to play with pissy people. Do you? If you're a pissy person, think about how that might affect others. If it really pisses you off that much, if pickleball pisses you off that much playing with a partner, I've got a huge, huge piece of advice that might really help you. Go play singles. Yeah. There's only one person to blame, and it's not a partner. So when you're playing with your partner, stop rolling your eyes or shrugging your shoulders when your partner messes up, because that's just as negative as stopping in the middle of a game to tell them how they just screwed up. My point in the Facebook tip was that unless you, I'm talking to you, are 100% perfect on your shots, zip it. You know, like my awesome mother used to say, if you don't have something positive to say, don't say it. And when you start to think it, because you will, and you know what? I'm not perfect, and yeah, stuff rises up in my brain when my partner messes up. But let it go before it results in poor body language. Push it back down. As one of our group followers is very fond of saying, be the partner you want to have. Two words on that, be supportive. You'll win over so many more friends on the pickleball court that way rather than get the reputation of, oh, they think they're so great, they're always telling me all blah, blah. Usually, those types of players are great in their own minds, and thusly why they feel the need to criticize others.
Yeah.
Okay, two quick announcements. If you haven't discovered the new Bite-Size Pickleball newsletter, that's the Bite-Size Pickleball newsletter, you can find it at Substack. If you don't know what Substack is, you can find it at www.bitesizepickleball.substack.com. Bitesizepickleball.substack.com. And lastly, I just want to say my book, How to Play Better Pickleball, is available at Amazon. And you can go read the first few chapters for free and see if you like it. How to Play Better Pickleball by Rick Sipes. Other than that, make sure you take all your belongings when you leave the tram.